Greeting. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Skyline Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
Yeah.
thank God today for all of you. If you don't have Christ on your side, then we need to try to get him on our side by confessing our faults to him, not to us. Confessing your faults to him. And if you got faults, he's faithful and just to forgive your faults. And he loves you, he say, wish that none perish.
That's right.
And that's what God's kingdom stands for, none perishing.
Yeah. Amen.
If we're here today and we thank somebody perishing, just walk up to them. You don't have to rebuke them openly. Walk up to them and tell them just what the scriptures say. Don't come giving your opinion to nobody. Give them the scripture and let them know what the scriptures say. And if the scripture don't change, then you definitely can't. So you just waste your time. When you try to tell people something and it ain't what the scriptures say, you waste your time. And then God gonna punish you for being a hypocrite.
Amen.
So we have to do it like God say do it and not like other people say do it. You know, we have in this society here, and I'm being real, in this society here, what we do a lot of time, we go on what other folks say.
Amen.
We go on what the governor say, what the mayor say, what the president say. You shouldn't even fool with that. That ain't for us to fool with. Go on what Jesus said. There's going to be a time in life where we're going to have to stand up for the truth.
Yeah.
Instead of go with what the this say, that and say. We're going to have to stand for the truth because God goes, we got to stand before God and give an account of our stewardship while we're yet here on this earth. I can't go to God and he say, why you did what the governor said, you didn't do what I say. Now what I'm going to tell God then? I can't do it. I ain't got no excuse. The Bible tell me I'm inexcusable. I don't have no excuse. The book is here for my God. The book is here for me to tell the truth and walk in the truth. See, a lot of times we condemn ourselves because we speak one thing, but then we do another thing. And God don't want that. He don't want that. He wants to be real. He wants to be plumb line. Be plumb to what the word said.
Amen.
And if we do what the word said, then we're going to be like God wants us to be. I thank God today for my bishop, my pastor. Biggins, gracious to God for him today being with us. It's a blessing to all the ministers of the gospel according to Jesus Christ. And to all of you that's present here today, we thank God for you. Because without you, there'll be no church.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
Without you, the people, there's no church.
That's right.
And God labors all in vain.
Amen.
But because he built the church and established on the preachers and the deacons, and then the other people that come in, the laity that come in, it's helped to support the church and build the church.
Amen.
That's why he told us to go into all the world and preach and teach, tell men to observe all things whatsoever I command you, and I'm going to be with you.
Amen.
Stop worrying about what folks say about you.
That's right. That's
and just
right.
Worry about what the Lord say do.
Amen.
And this is what we got to do and say even this day. For today, we're going to look in the book of Matthew again, 13 through 23rd verse, 13 through 23. And we want to look at, read that briefly and look at it and see what God's saying to us. He ain't saying that to you. A lot of time in the church, we point at you, but you got to look at self. Always look at yourself. The first one you see in the morning when you get up, when you look in the mirror, is yourself. And you correct self before you try to correct somebody else. And that's what God requires of all of us. Matthew 7:13-23 say, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be that go in there. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth to life, and few there be that find it. Beware a false prophet which come to you in sheep clothing, but inwardly they are raving wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruit. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewed down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruit ye shall know them. Not every one that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day. Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wondrous works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Amen. You may be seated.
Amen.
Believers must choose the straight and narrow way to produce good fruit.
Amen.
Except Christ direct your path, you're out of order. Except Jesus direct your path through the word now. Now, don't come telling me nothing about the Spirit told me. Say what the word say. The word is the foundation to heaven. The Bible says in the beginning was what? The word was with God, and the word was God. And the Bible tell me the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost is the word.
Amen.
So we have to be cemented by what the word say. In the spiritual, the Spirit come in and remind us of what the word says. And if we don't walk in the word, we are against God.
Amen.
And we need to know that. He said here, come straight. Any in at the straight gate. Wide is the gate that leads to destruction. You know, I don't look for people to run behind me and to applaud me all the time.
Amen.
I just want you to hear what I got to say.
Amen.
I got to go anyway. If you don't go with me, I got to still go. God called me to go. I have to go. It's been pressed upon me to go anyway. Now, I don't care who listen at you, who don't listen at you, who receive you, who don't receive you, go anyway. I sent you. They didn't send you.
Amen.
I'm the one sent you.
Amen.
You got to go in spite of everything. And I know sometimes we go to take communication and stuff like that, and I ask that the church go with me for support. But if you don't have to go, you ain't hurting me. I got to go anyway. I got to go. I'm going to go if I have to go by myself. That's what I believe in. I don't want you to hold my hand. You hold my hand, you may pull me down. But if you push me, just bump against me and push me, I'm going to be steadfast. I'm going to be like God want me to be. He said, the broad road, many people, we like to catch up. We had big time preachers like C.F. Franklin and all them guys, everybody just honored that and worshiped that C.F. Franklin preached because he could preach. He was one of the best preachers I ever heard. But you know, he had some flaws in his contract. I don't look for him. I seen him. I didn't announce him. I seen him. And I'm sure all of us have seen some flaws in the contract of preachers. But here's the thing. What I need to do is get the beam out of my eye first. Then I can see clear enough to get the mote out your eye. If I can do that, I'll please God. But if I just look for beams of motes in your eye, Jesus never said one time that you didn't have a mote in your eye. He said, clear your own eye up first before you try to tell somebody else to clear their eye up. And that's what the Christianity is based on. We getting ourselves together and doing that which God wants us to do first, and then he going to bless us.
Amen.
He said, many there be, which go there and there. We like to follow crowds.
Amen.
We like a lot of people to be with us and support us and push us. We think we get in the way. We think we just stomp down in it.
Right.
No, Jesus, his own people didn't accept him. His own fleshly brothers didn't accept them till Jesus had come out the resurrection. So he went on, did what his father told him to do. We got to do the same thing. We got to come straight. Just like Christ said, come, we got to come straight. In Luke 13:24 says, strive to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able to do so. You got to please God before you go. You see, if you don't come to Christ, you can't get to God.
Amen.
And if God don't draw you to Christ, Lord Jesus Christ,
amen,
you can't get there.
Amen.
That's according to the word. Matthew 13:33, see, another parable of Jesus spake unto them, the kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took and hid in three measures of meal
till the hole was leavened. God, you plant a seed in somebody. Don't do nothing to it. Just plant the seed in them. Go on about your business. The Paul said, like that, Paul planted Apollos water, but God give the increase. The yeast or the leaven is in Jesus Christ. He's the one going to grow you. He's the one going to supply your every need according to his riches and glory. Not you, not who you are, not your name title, but who you represent in Jesus. The Bible tells me we're ambassadors for Jesus. If I'm ambassador, I represent Jesus. I should be the same, have the same mind Jesus got. I need to have that same mind. If I don't have the same mind, I ain't working for the same man. I'm working for somebody else. A lot of times, you know, we lack publicity. That ain't going to get you nowhere. Oh, you know my name, Lionel Smith. I'm just a servant of Jesus Christ. No more, no less. I don't need you to holler for me. When I was in sports, it felt good for you to holler, that bad boy, that don't mean nothing to me no more. That's the things of this world. If you just hear the truth from me, I'm satisfied. And when I see you walking in it, I'm glorified. This is what God wants me to see as a pastor of New Scotland Baptist Church. He said it's straight way, in and out the straight way, which leads to life. You know, sometimes the Bible tells us, what shall we say then? Shall we continue sin that grace may abound? Now watch this. I'm still doing wrong, but I'm saying God gonna forgive me. He said he don't do that. He said he rebuked that. He against that. Me keep doing the same thing over and over and expect him to bless me. Now that's what the book say, he ain't gonna do it. Why do we still call on God? We do our devilment all the time and still call God, Lord, help me do this, that, and other for me. And he said, he already said it in the scripture, he ain't going to do it. Why do we keep worrying him like that? If you walk upright, your lifestyle is supposed to present to God who you are.
Amen.
Yeah, do I have to go in the church and say I'm Reverend Lionel Smith? No. You ought to see something in me that come from God. And you ought to see it in me through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I don't have to come tell you who I am. You'll know me by the fruit that I bear. That's according to this book here. You'll know me by the fruit I bear. See, a lot of people say a lot of stuff, but I don't see the fruit coming on. I don't see the fruit.
Amen.
I'm being honest to God. I don't see the fruit.
Amen.
But we know a lot of stuff. But where the fruit at? If you ain't got no fruit, the Bible says cut it down. Okay, let's get it in the literal term. If you're preaching something that ain't biblical, say, Reverend Benjamin, would you sit down, please? That's my job as pastor. You ain't come to scripture. I said, sir, would you sit down? In a professional, humble, and meek way. Sir, would you sit down? That's my job. That's the authority that God has given to me as pastor of the church. He said, you're a watchman and an overseer over these people. But he said, but first of all, you need to search yourself out first.
That's right.
Search yourself out first before you start starting to govern other people. He said, beware of what false prophets? Lord Jesus Christ. He said, false prophets, they ain't got no more of them these days, eh? He said, they come in sheep clothing, but in with their raven wool. Sometimes these people want to get over, they come quote a few scriptures and get you all rhymed up and primed up and hollering amen, thank you, Jesus. And they all already set mind to come and destroy the house of God. Jude, the book of Jude, in the book of Jude, God help me. He said, but there are certain men that crept in unaware were before the all ordained of this condemnation, ungodly men, turned the grace of God to lasciviousness and denied the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
God help us today. You got to watch. Look, God gave us the spirit of discernment. Every believer in Christ should have the spirit of discernment. Not just the preacher, none. Because the same thing he say to the preacher, he say to everybody in the church. It's just the protocol, how it go, God set you up. He's talked to the leader first, then he come down to all the way to the base. And he tell the leader what to teach you. Amen. Not you to teach the leader.
Amen.
God, help us today.
Amen.
Help us, Lord.
Amen.
He never spoke to Joshua till Moses died. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
I hear people get up in the church all the time and say, the Lord told me. That's disrespecting the pastor. That's disrespecting the pastor. How God gonna come tell you, jump over the pastor's head and come tell you something? That ain't God. That ain't heaven set up. That's not the protocol of heaven. That's our set up. But he said here, God help us to beware of them false prophets. They come and you dressed up like a preacher. I listened in Sunday school this morning. Brother Taylor saying, you know, you all decked out and got preacher clothes on, got the collar on and everything, and you ain't living nothing. That's true as it ever been spoken. You got to live, in other words, you got to have a godly lifestyle in this earth. And we got to practice that all the time, so when we get to heaven, we just walk smooth. We're going to walk smooth. We ain't going to be hesitating to nothing. We're going to go in and relax and depend and told up on every day. Jesus is going to teach us.
Amen.
In heaven. You don't need no preachers no more. Our preaching day is going to be over with. Everything going to be in the hands of Jesus. And then he ain't going to, there ain't nobody got to go to the stove and cook no more. We're going to eat spiritual food that coming from Christ. When you shout here, you shout to God's glory. Not to you to be lifted up or seen or acknowledged, but shout because God done something for you. And he picked you up and delivered you. And you give him the praise yourself. Don't ask me to praise him. You praise him. The spirit that liveth in you ought to cause you to give God the praise. If I be lifted up, I'll draw. Lift Jesus up. Don't worry about yourself. Lift Jesus up. Because he looked beyond all our faults and saw our need.
Thank you. Thank you.
And then God, yeah, look what the Lord said. He said you should know them by their fruit. Good God Almighty. Preachers all over the world. I'm Dr. So-and-so. I'm Reverend So-and-so. I'm Bishop So-and-so. What you saying that for? The people can discern your spirit and know who you are. Just keep walking down the road. They're going to see you. They're going to see who you are.
Amen.
And they observe you of who you are. He said here, you know them by their fruit. Huh?
Yeah.
I'm a plum tree, but I'm producing pears. Something wrong with that, brother. Something wrong with that. I'm a Christian, but I'm living hellishly. Something wrong with that. I'm a Christian, but I don't love nobody in the church. I got special people in the church that I fool with. There's something wrong with that. He said, you'll know them. And they're talking about the grapes in the, let's say, Lord help us. Men gather grapes or thorns and form a sticker. See, both of them stick. When Jesus came, they put thorns on his head. And they called himself hurting him. He said, he the king of kings. They're going to put thorny crowns on his head. That's to hurt him, to misfigure him. And bras also stick you. When you go pick berry, them bras will cut your hand and scratch you up if you don't watch it. Because you got to know where you're going in order to please God. Go who you are and where you're going in order to please God. If you don't, you're going to be caught up. And the Bible tells me every wind of darkness, don't let it blow you. See, you can preach. Listen to this. I'm serious. Thank you, Jesus. You can preach anything you want to preach. I may not say nothing to you, but I know in my heart I got a sifter that separates me from the foolishness of foolish preaching. It's a sifter in me, already built in me. And I know what is right and what is wrong. Sometimes we use different words. You say, that ain't what the Bible says. Look, Jesus gave us wisdom.
Come on now.
You got translation all over this earth.
Come on.
You ought to be able to discern when the Bible is off or when it's on. Different words shouldn't make no difference in your vocabulary when you got the Holy Spirit. We pinpoint stuff too much and don't know what we're doing. Stay in the Word. See, in the beginning was what?
The Word.
The Word. The Word was with God, right? And the Word was God. Everything that was made on this earth was made by God. And we need to understand that. He went on to tell us, say, every good tree bring good fruit. But a corrupt tree, corrupt fruit. My God, my God, my God. If I'm doing good work in the church, all good things come from above. I don't care if you say I ain't saved or whatever. If I'm doing good works come from God. What we do a lot of times, we abuse the word of God. We abuse the saying of God to make ourselves shine.
Amen.
But every good work come from God. You can do good work and unsaved a long time, but it's going to meet you at the crossroads. And you got to stand and do what Joshua said. Choose ye this day who you going to serve. And if you ain't serving the right God, your fruit's going to be corrupted. And then when somebody tell you about it, you're going to get mad. Because you've been playing church all your day. The Bible tell me the truth should make you free. If you ain't free, that means you ain't solid in the truth. And it's easy to get back in the truth. All you got to do is walk back in line. God can already save you, sanctify and fill you with the Holy Spirit. All you can do is step back in line when the sergeant say, change up. And when the Holy Spirit say, get back in line. Just step back in line. You ain't got to be baptized no more. You ain't got to go be sanctified no more. You already been set apart for the work of God and ministry. All you got to do is obey the word. But I think we're running around here now waiting for another voice to come from heaven. It's already here with us. Stop waiting on a voice to speak to you and get in the Word. Let the Word talk to you, and you talk to the Word. If you want it to talk to you, you read it aloud to yourself, and it's going to speak to you. Try. See if it's not. Try. Read it aloud, and it's going to talk back to you. Instead of waiting on another translation of something to come from heaven and tell you something that you already know. All you do is walk thereby now. Already know Jesus. Just walk in him now. Now he going to fix you up. He going to fix you up. He said every good tree bring forth good fruit. Corrupt tree can't do that. It's going to bring forth evil. I can holler all day how good I am, and every time you see me, I'm raiding hell. That's of the devil. That's of the devil. Jesus is kind, meek, and compassionate. If you're trying to show your authority to me by being bold, you got to be bold in meekness, in humbleness, in endurance, in patience, and long suffering. Then I can tell who you are. The Bible tells me I know them by the fruit that they bear. And I thank God today for the fruit that we bear every day. I don't say you ain't bearing no fruit, but I say this, though. You got to hold on to God's unchanging hand.
Amen.
If you don't hold on to God's unchanging hand, you ain't going to bear nothing. And sometimes we're waiting on other folks to say amen instead of you saying amen. You say amen. God done for you. Stop telling me to say amen. If I don't say nothing for God, I mean I'm denying his very existence. That's almost blasphemy. How can anything good come out of evil resource? It's impossible. Good got to come out of good. You remember what Jesus told Peter when Peter denied other people, other tribes of people? He said, Peter, that which I clean is called not common. Or unclean. See, we come sometimes and get judgmental. We get judgmental sometimes and tell people who they can't be, what they can't do, and what they don't know. Stop saying that. If a brother be overtaken in a fall, if you all wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up with God, go to that brother and help him to get where you are this very day. And if he gets where you are, then you're making progress. Then that's going to be a star in your cap. Not in another man. God pay every man according to his work. Whether it be good or bad, he's going to pay you. That's a commitment from God, a promise from God. And we need to understand God's promise. He said, you're going to know them now by the fruit that they bear. Every tree bring forth good fruit is of God. A corrupt tree is of the devil. You see, I've been in this life quite a while. I see Christians in the church today, right now, today, finding faults in people. Jesus came here to clean every fault that on this earth up. And if we submit our will to God and confess Christ as Lord, say, believe in the heart that he come and died for us, and we believe and confess that, the Bible tell me, thou shalt be saved. And he mean that. That's in the scripture. And now all you do is walk in it.
Amen.
Therefore, there is now no condemnation those that are walking in the spirit of Christ and not in the flesh. But the flesh do, it always wants you to say amen. Wants you to be sanctified. It wants you to holler. It wants you to dance to the glory of God. The psalmist, all the psalmist is praise thing. He's sons of praise.
Amen.
And ain't nothing wrong with praising God.
Amen.
But you need to know for yourself what you're praising him for. You don't need to tell me to praise God. Yourself to praise God. If you shameless, get up and say amen, thank you, Jesus. There's something wrong with your spirit.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Lord.
I don't need you to tell me to say amen. I figure them out all with God. He put in you a spirit of truth, a spirit of righteousness, spirit of understanding, spirit of patience.
Yes.
And whatever come before you, you got to act according to the way Jesus said. He said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus.
That's right.
So we get indoctrinated all the time. You need to do this. You need to do that. You ought to be doing this. You ought to be doing that. God don't want that. He wants you to obey him. That's how we get caught up. You remember when Jews said something crept in unaware? We got that up now in this day and time. That people come to church sometime already with a set mind, what they want to implant in the church, what they want the church, the people, to follow them and to do the things, obey that stuff what they produce.
Amen.
I tell preachers all the time, young preachers especially, if you want to pastor a church, and here's the key. If you get in a church, don't go in there bossing. Go in there and submit yourself humbly to the church body.
Amen.
Find out the spirit of the church. Then you can walk forth and go forward. But don't go in there telling son to set everything in order what you think needs to be in order. Don't do that. You're going to tag God's house up. But you're going in adapt to the soil or to the tree of the church, and you get the spirit of the church, then you can lead people. How in the world you going to lead me and don't know my spirit? Don't know my walk of life? You can't do it.
Come on.
You got to submit yourself. You can't stay up on the high hog all the time. Sometimes you got to get muddy. Sometimes you got to get dirty. But not for you. It's like Jesus took on the sins of the whole world. He ain't never sinned, never will sin. But he took on our sin and got dirty and messed up for us, that we may have life and have it evermore. We need to understand truthfully what the Bible is saying to us. Not a dictatorship. It's love and compassion. It's patient understanding of what the Lord has done and what he's doing. Now watch this. He said, a good tree cannot bring forth what? What? A good tree can't bring forth evil fruit. If you're good, you got to produce good. If you're still evil, you're going to produce evil. If you're in the church and always starting to confuse you, you need to be born again. I'm serious. You need to be born again. Jesus brought peace, love, joy, patience, endurance, long-suffering. Patience. I ain't strong as you, but you keep teaching me and living before me the life that Christ say in you, and I'm going to catch on.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Or I ain't going to fit in the puzzle.
Yes,
sir. I'm going to catch on. Yes, if I want to go to heaven and see you upright, standing upright, you living what you teach to me,
yes, sir.
I'm going to catch on to that.
Yes,
and then we both us going to heaven.
Yes, sir.
Not just you, not just me, but both us going to go. The Bible tells me we work with what? Together with, not for, but with Christ.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Stay tuned in. We're going to be like the Lord wants us to be.
Yeah.
He said, every good tree bring forth good fruit. Corrupt tree bring forth evil fruit. And I thank God for that today.
Thank you, Lord.
Let's look at what it says in Matthew 12:33. It says, either make the tree good or its fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and its fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by the fruit it bears. And Luke 6:43-44 say, for a good tree bringeth forth not corrupt fruit, neither does a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. For every tree is known by its own fruit. For of the throne men do not gather fig, nor of the bramble bush gather grapes.
Yeah.
And we got to see that. You, whatever you produce, whatever you talk out your mouth, you got to live it.
Amen.
Now, if y'all know I'm running in the world out there and I'm coming up just trying to preach to y'all, if you don't come and correct me, y'all just worse as I am.
Yes, sir.
You worse as I am. I'm going to take up for being he out of order with God, and I'm going to take up because he's my friend. I ain't nothing but a devil. I should be close enough and love him enough to come to him and explain to him where he out of line and not just talk trash to him, show him by what the book says.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Don't come talk no trash. Show him the book. We're going to be judged out of stuff written in this book. He wants us to know that and be sure of that. He said, for every tree is known by its own fruit. The horns of men do not gather fish, nor of the bramble bush gather the grapes. And the Bible goes on to say, a good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewed down and cast into the fire. God, help me, Jesus. If you ain't telling the truth, you know, God going to tear my tail up if I don't tell you to sit down. He going to whoop my tail. If I don't tell you up there half preaching the gospel, and I know it's half preached because I got my Bible right before me. And I'm going to tell you, sir, in a professional way, sit down, please. Please sit down. Because you ain't in order with God. You stepping out of your bounds. Please sit down. Keep the house in order. Keep confusion out of the house. Keep demonstration in the house of who Jesus is. And then we're going to please the Lord. All of us going to please God. He said, every tree that bring not forth fruit is hewed down, cast into the fire. Lord have mercy. You mean, Tim, we don't have the authorities no more? The old men of the old generation, you tell them preachers, sit down, shut up, boy.
Yes, sir.
You mean to tell me we don't have that authorities no more as pastors of church and to tell them, hey, sit down. We don't want to hear that. You ain't scripture. Sit down. And the church supposed to be all in peace, supposed to go up in God's glory when you put that in order. And when you take it out of order, take it out of the content, Lord help us. Wherefore, by their fruit, you're known. We used to have, God, thank you, Jesus, at every week, every month, we had testimony service.
Yes, sir.
And they used to tell me what to say.
That's right.
It wasn't from my heart. They told me what to speak. And I spoke that, I did it. I was a professional in speaking what they told me. And I didn't have nowhere in my heart what I was talking about. I was just hypocritical as they was teaching me that. It's ridiculous instead of going to the Bible and saying what the Bible says. People teach you, it's just like confessing Christ. Most time we in churches all over America, and I watch it on TV every day, we get up and say, thou shalt confess, say behind me, thou shalt confess with our mouth, believe in the heart that Jesus is Son of God, and that he died for the sins of the world, thou shalt be saved. Watch this now. I ain't had that nowhere in my heart. You told me to say that. I say what you say. That wasn't what God said in my heart. If he'd have put it in my heart, I'd have said it of myself. Traditions have weakened the power of the church. Traditions have weakened the power of the church. He said, whereby you'll know them by their fruit. You'll know them by their fruit. I don't have to come here every Sunday and call you out by name. When the word come forth, it convicts you. This is the only word I ever seen that convict anybody that's out of order. I never seen another word. I don't care how many books I've read. I ain't never seen another book come out that give you the way out and the truth of the matter but the holy word of God. If you stay with the word, you're going to be delivered. You will be delivered according to God's word. Because he don't teach. See, Jesus don't teach corruption. Even though you out of order with God. Think about the lady that they brought to Jesus. Now, they knew the law just like Jesus knew the law. They brought her to Jesus and said, look, we caught her in the very act. Looking right at her. Watch this now. Our selfishness and our zeal, not the knowledge, our zeal of God, not knowledge, would have told him to bring the man to him. They brought the woman. They think less of the woman than they do the man. And I guess they got it from way back there that the man, they had a feast when a male child was born. When a girl was born, they just say, praise the Lord, and went on about their business. And I'm serious, it's in the book. And God did hold men in high esteem. That's why he put them out. A lot of men just want prestige and power. But God put them out to lead the way he say lead. Instruct the way he say instruct. Oversee the business of the church. He didn't tell the lady, now time to shut up. Paul let her, when Paul was preaching to the brothers, had a meeting with the brothers there at Corinthian. Now watch this now. Let's have good sense, y'all. Don't be stupid about let the devil move. Paul said the lady was asking questions and stuff, and they was having a meeting and disturbing the meeting. And the apostle Paul said, lady, y'all be quiet. And when you get home, ask your husband. He's going to tell you everything we went through. Everything we talked about, he's going to tell you. And now we got it in the church today. The lady got to shut up. I ain't seen that nowhere in the scripture.
No way. There ain't no way in the scripture. No way.
It ain't taking nothing away from the man. The man, the head of the church, as Christ is head of the, head of the wife, as Christ is head of the church. That's going to stand forever. And nothing you can do to change that. So we don't have to build on that. We need to understand the mind of God. Can't nobody in here. Ain't nobody in here qualified to figure God out. Nobody in here qualified to figure God out. He judged according to his word. And his word we're going to be measured by. So we ought to stay in the word.
Amen.
To be justified by the word.
Yeah, yeah.
He said here, not everyone that said unto me, Lord, Lord, shall do what? Enter whereby? Kingdom of heaven. He that, but he that doeth the will of the Father, which is in heaven. In other words, all our messages come from heaven.
Amen.
If we obey that what's come from heaven, we're going to be in the party.
Amen.
The good party. Mm-hmm. But if you don't obey it, he can't let you slip in heaven. You know, on this earth here, they got the richest man in the world. He's making decisions for the whole United States of America now. And they're not even part of the kingdom. I'm being honest. Everybody's scared to talk about this. But look, Jesus told me to address the weak, the strong, the mighty, the low, the humble, the meek. I can't cut no corners for nobody. If you living in sin, I got to address that. I don't care who you are. You be the governor, president, or whoever you are. If you're walking in discord, this scripture here ought to tell you about our leadership. If you don't come up to the standard of this word, you ain't worthy.
Right.
Even to lead people, you ain't worthy.
Amen.
But we shy back, though. It's certain people's our address. If Lionel Smith be overtaken in the fall, the church gonna eat me up.
Yes, sir.
I told you he was a phony. I told you he was a phony.
Yes,
but if somebody in higher authority than me mess up, we keep our mouth closed. Won't say nothing about him. But I mess around, mess up. Oh, God. I told you he wasn't no good. He's slick talking all that godly talk. I know what I'm saying. I've been through the valley. I've been on the mountaintop. I've been there. I know how it goes. I know how it feels to be there. When people brag on you and they don't really know you. They lifted you up instead of lifting the Lord up. My God, my God. He said, everybody say, Lord, Lord, I ain't going to get in.
Amen.
Just the one that do the will of my Father. And look what Jesus finally said. Now, this Jesus, everything I say come from Jesus' mouth, so you can't contradict me on that. Many will say in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils in thy name, done many wondrous works? He didn't never say you didn't do it.
Right.
He said, you're going to say that to him.
Right.
But he's going to say, "You, what you telling me that for? I see and I know all things. I know the very intent of your mind. Why? You ain't got to tell God what you be, because if you went through something, he brought you out of it.
Amen.
You ain't got to tell him that. Amen. Lord, I did this, that, and the other. You ain't got to tell him. Your word going to speak for you. Every work that we do in the church, out of the church, is going to speak for us.
Every word.
If we don't believe in God, I don't care how you front, it's going to always show up that you don't believe in God.
Amen.
It's going to show up every time.
So
we as disciples for Jesus, we as mouthpiece for Jesus, we got to not just holler, Lord, Lord. Lord, Lord. I did this, that, and the other. I've been a good boy. I've been a good girl. I did everything that you say do. Was you in order? Was you called to do it? Did you talk to Jesus about it? Did he okay it for you to do it? If you didn't, you still was out of order. We got to stay in order. I think the best protocol to follow is Jesus.
Amen.
If you follow Jesus, I don't care what the world say about you, you're going to be in good standing.
Amen.
The world can't condemn you. Only Christ can.
That's right.
The world blow your head up and blow your mind up like you're special, but you ain't nothing but a servant.
That's it.
Yeah, Lord.
And we are waiting now. Every day to say we're waiting on the Lord. No, I don't believe that. In my heart, I think he's waiting on us. He waiting until we get out of the house in order that he can come and take us back home with him. He don't want to see none of us lost. All of us to be conformed to his will, not the will of somebody else. And then he said, as we close, he said, and then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Now watch this, y'all. When I see that right there, say, I never knew you, that means you ain't never been born again. And you mean tell me got people running around here playing like they Christians ain't been born again? Come on, y'all, that's the scripture. And Jude, the brother of Christ, say some people slept up in the church, already had a pre-amplified mindset to go and destroy the work of God. Jesus is going to say, I never knew you. I don't think he can lie. If you he never knew you, that means you ain't been born. You ain't never born Jesus.
Amen.
We played church all our life and come up there and we've never been belonging to Jesus.
Amen.
Never been birthed by Jesus.
Yeah.
We just played the field. Amen. And see how many people, how the crowd can follow us.
Amen.
And ain't been born again. I heard one preacher say, God help me. And I'm closing. He said, I've been preaching 40 years. And I just got saved yesterday.
Come on. That's right.
He told the truth. I believe the man went to heaven. I think he went to heaven because he confessed that he'd been lying all them years. And now he just got saved. I believe in my heart. He said it. I didn't say it. I would never say that about a human being. Because the Bible tells me don't judge nobody. In the day when he come, he's going to do the judging.